Good morning. Welcome to Skippy's Millionaire Club. This is your host, Skippy. Well, I woke up this morning feeling blessed. My mind on my money. How about you? Did you wake up this morning with that millionaire mindset? You know, if you want to be a millionaire, you have to think like a millionaire. Waking up in the morning, starting your day off with negativity, thinking about all the things that's gone wrong in your life, the things that might go wrong the day, you know, that's not going to create you wealth. You've got to wake up, feel positive, be ready to take on anything that comes in your path, and just know that you're going to get through it. Have that mindset. Whenever you pass by on the way to work, a really nice car that you've always desired to have, and you look at it, you feel a little envy, and you think to yourself, man, I can never afford that. You're not going to. You're never going to afford it. As long as you're thinking, I can't afford that, your brain's going to automatically shut down. So therefore, you're not going to attract that money that you need to be able to afford it. So instead of looking at that car and thinking, wow, I'll never be able to afford that, how about change your thinking a little bit? Say, I'm going to buy that car. I'm going to have that car. What do I need to do to afford that car? Not, I'll never be able to afford that. If you stay on that train of thought, you will attract what you need in order to get what you want. Is that simple? A lot of people say, oh, well, that sounds great. It's easier said than done. You're exactly right. It is easier said than done. But you've got to train yourself. You've got to think in a totally different way. You cannot continue going through life thinking negative on everything. When you think positive, you're going to create positive things to manifest. It's just going to happen. Growing up, my parents were very realistic. So there was lots of things that I said, I want this, I want that. I'm going to have that when I grow up. This is the kind of house I'm going to live in. This is the kind of car I'm going to drive. What'd they always say? Something along the lines of, you're going to have to be able to afford that. You can't afford that. You know, as a child, innocent, and all that good stuff. I didn't understand because my mind was so open, there was no impossibilities. I just knew I could have anything that I wanted. But you know, as I aged and got older and all that was manifested in my head, that I can't get this, I can't get that, the world's so hard to make it, the governments take your money, people use you, all that negativity just festered in my head. So whenever I was out on my own, everything wasn't so great because I kept having financial problems because I thought in a negative way. So as soon as I wanted something, I'd automatically go to a negative of what could happen to prevent me from ever getting that. Or I'd say, hey, let's be realistic. I'm working a 9-to-5 job. I make $12 an hour. I'm never going to have that Rolls Royce that I want. That's impossible. How do these other people make it? I wasn't happy with that. And I went into a huge depression for a while because I just felt like, what's the point of life? I'm never going to have the things that I really want, the things that I feel is important. I want my life to be meaningful. I'm going to work Monday through Friday, 9-to-5. Every day, a routine. You wake up at a certain time, go home at a certain time, you eat at a certain time. And then you just repeat that every day. And then when the weekend comes around, you're so wore out, you can't enjoy the weekend. So you're needing the weekend to rest from working all week. I decided then, I'm not going to be one of these people that worked their whole life to retire at an older age, at that point having health problems, having a little bit of retirement just to get you by, but hope that your health doesn't take a downward spiral, because all of that will be gone in the flash of a second. Seriously. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen to family members. I have refused to let that happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. So I did research, looked online, read books. I figured it out. It's simple. Change your way of thinking. When you think a different way, those things are going to come to you. The universe is going to put things in place to make that thought happen. It saddens me when I have friends, family, etc., that are on that negative path. They're always down and out. They don't think anything's ever good going to happen to them. And I try to tell them, hey, if you keep thinking like that, nothing's ever going to get better for you. You're going to keep living this life that you're living. It's not going to improve. And then they say things like, well, Skippy, how did you get this? Or how did you get that? It's got to be your parents. You got all your money from your parents. Correction. I didn't. Everything that I have, I've worked for. I've kept an open mind. Once I learned how to think correctly, things come together. You end up taking more risk. You know, being an entrepreneur, it's free. It's free. Because you're free. You're able to think of things that you can do to make money. And by doing that, you're helping others because you're providing some type of service, product, housing, etc. for poor people. So that creates positivity automatically. You're free from that 9-to-5. You're able to wake up in the morning when you feel like it. You're able to take a day off during the week if you don't feel so hot. Take the day off. When you work a 9-to-5, you can't do that. Because, you know, some of these places have attendance points, certain amount of sick days, certain amount of vacation days. You're restricted. And then with vacation days, you've got to take the time off when they say you can. You've got to put in for it, right? But whenever you are free, truly free, and not a slave, you could take your time off when you want it. It's great, I'm telling you. And I know everyone desires to have that. But like I said, change your way of thinking. I cannot say that enough. You've got to change the way that you think. Be positive. Think of everything in a positive light. If something bad does happen to you, which it's going to, it happens to all of us. Don't ponder on it. Move on. If it's something that you did, learn a lesson from it, move on. Don't make the mistake again. That's all you've got to do, y'all. You know, right now we've got 4 businesses. I don't put all my eggs in one basket, and neither should you, neither should anyone. I'm involved in real estate. I've got residential commercial cleaning business. I have a credit repair business. And I do a lot of Forex trading and stock market trading. I have a whole array of different things that I do. So I'm always going to have money come in. Always. If the real estate market crashes, hey, that's okay. I've got something else that I'm getting money from. Just remember that. Free your mind. Think of things that you can do. Feel free to reach out to me. I'll be glad to show you some great business opportunities. Come up with your own if you'd like. Hey, do it. Just stay positive about it and think differently. Say, I'm going to own that Ferrari or that Rolls Royce. I'm going to own that new two-story home that they just built in a development down the street. I'm going to own rental properties. Claim it. You've got to claim it. And that goes with anything. Certain type of clothes that you want to wear. Name brands. Gucci. Versace. Fendi. The list goes on and on. If you desire that, say, I'm going to own that. I'm going to buy those. The universe will put things into order so that you'll be able to. As long as you stay on that frequency. You know, the universe only responds to high frequency. Positivity operates on a high frequency. So you need to command the universe. I command that I'm going to have that car that you want. I command I'm going to have that house. Think it, believe it. Live as if you already have it. I wish health, prosperity, and good fortune to everyone that's listening to this show. Thank you for tuning in. This is your Monday. Look at this. I said Monday. See, when you don't work 9 to 5, you forget what day is what day, because every day is the weekend. Today's Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. You know, weekend's coming up. I want everyone to enjoy their weekend. But thanks for tuning in this Friday morning. A little Friday morning motivation. You know, spend the weekend trying to think differently. Just sit and think about it. Like, when something happens, how are you going to respond? How are you going to think? Stay positive, y'all. Again, this is Skippy, your host, and this is Skippy's Millionaire Club. I'll talk to y'all later.